abiding in Islam. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Parenting in Islam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you to another episode of our series Parenting in Islam. Let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. The Noble Prophet ﷺ has stated, perform Hajj. Undoubtedly, its reward is greater than participating in 20 ghazawat, and reciting Salat upon me one time is equal to that. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, after listening to this hadith, why would we not recite Salat upon the Holy Prophet ﷺ? We should make the firm intention to keep on reciting Salat upon the Holy Prophet ﷺ in abundance whenever possible. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala ﷺ. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today our topic is helping children observe Ramadan. Firstly, before listening to this episode, it's important that we make good intentions. The Noble Prophet ﷺ has stated, "Niyatul mu'mini khayru min amali," that is, a believer's intention is better than his action. Therefore, make as many good intentions as possible. Firstly, make the intention that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty. Whatever you learn in this episode, you'll try to implement it. You'll listen to this episode till the very end, and you will recite durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam whenever you hear his blessed name, and whenever you hear sallu ala al-habib. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, for elders as well as children, Ramadan al-Mubarak is the best source of strengthening their spiritual relationship with Allah Almighty. In this blessed month, Muslims perform wholeheartedly the deeds through which they can please Allah Azza wa Jal. But this question may arise in the minds of parents. How should children spend Ramadan? We will talk about some points that will help parents resolve this question. Firstly, parents are a role model for their children. Children try to copy everything their parents do. Therefore, parents should do the things in front of them which they want them to do. Make your child observe the fasts as you have made their habit to offer namaz. They can also be given practice in observing fast in a way that in the beginning they should be made to bear hunger for a few hours and then gradually increase this duration. When your child is able to observe fast, get him or her to observe fast. Now, keeping this in mind that this is for the small children who have not reached puberty or who are not adults yet, because for them keeping fast and the full fast is obligatory in Islamic law. Thirdly, highly encourage the children who observe a fast for the first time. You can give them gifts to encourage them to keep on fasting and keep the fasts regularly. Prepare a schedule for the children observing fasts. The schedule should be a beautiful combination of worship, rest, and other suitable activities. Moreover, do not let them play as much as they do in their normal routine, otherwise it may cause difficulty for them to continue to observe the fast until the iftar time. Provide children with information according to their age in an easy manner about the virtues of Ramadan and easy shari'i rulings on fast. For this, the Blessings of Ramadan book written by Amir Ahl Sunnat Maulana Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah is very useful. Tell children about fasting that fasting does not merely mean that they should stop eating and drinking, but they have to refrain from every such deed that Allah Almighty dislikes. For example, calling names, watching movies, showing anger, telling a lie, backbiting, and the other sins. Tell children about the history of fasting. Tell them that fasting is a very old form of worship. Fasting was obligatory for all ummas from the time of Sayyidina Adam ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wassalam to the present day. The fasts of Ramadan were made obligatory on 10th of Sha'ban, 2nd Hijri. You should also tell children about the purpose of fasting. Tell them that the purpose of fasting is to become pious and abstinent. A father should take his sensible children to the masjid for salah, whereas mothers should make arrangement for their daughters to offer salah with them at home. Help children memorize the du'as for observing fast, breaking fast, and the du'a of Laylatul Qadr. Recite the Holy Quran along with your children. Take the help of your children while spreading the cloth on which iftari is served so that they can develop yearning for fasting. Give sadaqah and charity through the hands of your children so that they can also develop yearning for spending in the path of Allah Almighty. Send food items and iftari, etc. to neighbors through your children so that they can form the habit of becoming good neighbors. Give this mindset to your children that they have to keep worshipping like this even after the blessed month of Ramadan. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is important to teach the children and educate them of the blessings of Ramadan in order to truly develop the love of Ramadan in their hearts. Tell them that it is a great bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal that He Azza wa Jal has granted us a tremendous gift in the form of Ramadan, whose every moment is full of mercy. The reward of good deeds is multiplied many times in this month. The reward of a nafil act is equivalent to a fard one, while the reward of a fard act is multiplied 70 times. In the holy month of Ramadan, even the sleep of a fasting person is considered an act of worship. The divine arsh-holding angels say Ameen for the dua of the fasting people. According to a hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, the fish in the seas ask for the forgiveness until iftar for the one who fasts in the holy month of Ramadan. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, tell your children that fast is a hidden form of worship. No one can come to know about your fast until you tell it to others. Allah Azza wa Jal likes hidden worship more. A blessed hadith says that fasting is the door of worship. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, on the first night of Ramadan, the portals of the skies and paradise are opened, which remain open until the last night of the month. So if anyone offers salah in any night of this month, Allah Azza wa Jal will reward him with 1,500 virtues for every sajda and make a palace of red rubies for him that will have 60,000 gates. The gates will have hinges of gold that will be embroidered with red rubies. Thus the one who fasts on the first day of Ramadan will be forgiven for his sins until the last day of the month, and 70,000 angels will ask for his forgiveness from morning till evening. Each time he prostrates during the day or at night, he will be granted a tree in heaven, and each tree is so huge that a horse rider can ride under its shadows for 500 years. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in the light of this beautiful narration, we should teach our children to spend the nights of Ramadan worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal instead of in playful activities. What an enormous favor our Hanan and Mannan Allah Azza wa Jal has bestowed upon us by granting us this blessed month for the sake of his beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. It is the month in which all the portals of heaven are opened and the reward of good deeds is greatly increased. According to the foregoing hadith, the one who offers salah in the nights of Ramadan will be granted the reward of 1500 good deeds for every sajda he performs. Further, there will be a beautiful heavenly palace as well. This blessed hadith also contains glad tidings that 70,000 angels make dua for the forgiveness of the fasting person from morning till evening. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the mindset of attaining the blessings of Ramadan is developed by adopting the company of devotees of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who are associated with Dawat-e-Islami, a global and non-political organization of the Quran and Sunnah. We should also associate our children with this beautiful organization of Dawat-e-Islami. Otherwise, bad company leads many people to committing sins even in auspicious months. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should also develop the habit of repentance and teach our children that we should repent, especially in the holy month of Ramadan. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, has said, the five daily salah and salatul Jumu'ah compensate for sins till the next Friday, and Ramadan compensates for sins until the next Ramadan, provided that major sins are avoided. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this episode we learned the importance of teaching our children worship, especially in the holy month of Ramadan, teaching our children how to fast and developing the habit of fasts in our children. And we also learned how we should help our children observe the holy month of Ramadan. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq to help our children observe the holy month of Ramadan in a pious way and in a good way that will lead them to paradise. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Rameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, we'll be back with another episode. Sallu wa lal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Parenting in Islam. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Parenting in Islam.